Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Onalitani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India is now globally considered most suited for manufacturing world-class goods at competitive cost. In an interview with a US-based magazine, Modi said, India is a perfect destination for those who want to set up trusted and resilient supply chains. He said, the people have seen that India has raised ahead from 11th largest economy to the 5th largest economy. The Prime Minister said, now the country's aspiration is that India soon becomes the 3rd largest economy. Modi added that India is venturing in areas like space, artificial intelligence, green energy, semiconductors and other futuristic technologies. Prime Minister Modi said his government has worked with the motto of Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Sabka Vishwas, Sabka Prayas. Congress yesterday came down heavily on Modi's government for privatizing the Sainik schools across the country. It has demanded the rollback of the privatization policy. In a letter written to President Draupadi Murmu, Congress President Malik Arjun Kharge questioned the signing of the Memorandum of Understanding with Sainik schools and demanded to annul these MOUs in the interest of Sainik schools. Kharge alleged that steps have been taken to politicize the independent Sainik schools, which will damage the national character of the Sainik schools. Eid ul-Fitr, which marks the culmination of the holy month of Ramzan, is being celebrated today. The faithful will offer Eid prayers in Eidgahs and mosques. President, Vice President and Prime Minister have greeted the people on the occasion of Eid ul-Fitr. In her message, President Draupadi Murmu said, the festival marks the culmination of the period of fasting and prayer during the holy month of Ramadan and gives a message of love and brotherhood. President Murmu said, this festival promotes unity, forgiveness and charity. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankhar said, may this Eid bring joy, fulfillment and abundant blessings to the lives of all. In his message, Prime Minister Narendra Modi prayed that this occasion may further spread the spirit of compassion, togetherness and peace. The Jawaharlal Nehru University emerged as the highest-ranked Indian university in the World University Rankings list, released yesterday by London-based higher education analytics firm Quaquarelli Simmons QS. Under the subject of development studies, JNU was ranked 20th. The university was also the country's top-ranked university in the subjects of geography, history, modern languages, politics and international relations, anthropology, English language and literature and linguistics. Further, the Indian Institute of Management, IIM, Ahmedabad is among the top 25 institutions around the globe for business and management studies, while IIM Bangalore and Calcutta are in the top 50. A total of 69 Indian universities made it to the rankings with 424 entries across all subjects. The centre has directed all states and union territories, UTs, to enforce weekly stock disclosure of pulses by all stock-holding entities and verify the stocks declared by them. The Consumer Affairs Ministry said stocks in warehouses located in major ports and in pulses industry hubs should be verified from time to time. It has also asked them to take strict action on stockholding entities found to be reporting false information on the stock disclosure portal. Apart from the five major pulses, namely Tur, Urad, Channa, Masur and Mung, the states and UTs have been asked to monitor the stock position for imported yellow peas. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister and the BJP Legislature Party BLP leader Y. Patton campaigned for Basanta Singh, the candidate for Inner Manipur constituency for the upcoming Lok Sabha polls at Thangmingbang, Imphal yesterday. Patton was accompanied by Minister Temjan Imna Along, Manipur BJP MLA Khumuk Cham Joy Kishan Singh and BJP General Secretary in charge for Nagaland and Manipur Abhay Giri, Manipur State BJP office bearers and workers. During his campaign tour, Patton highlighted various initiatives of the NDA-led government. He said, under the visionary leadership of PM Narendra Modi, numerous developmental activities have taken place in order to take the country forward. Meanwhile, the BLP leader also appealed to the voters once again to strengthen the hands of the Prime Minister in order to take the country to greater heights. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Have a nice day.